How do you get to know someone? By staring at their picture and memorizing their name? No, you use words, right? You have a conversation and then you feel comfortable saying, you know what? I know them. Well, how do we get to know God? The Apostle John in the Gospel of John calls Jesus the Word of God. We get to know God the same way. He says something profound in such simple words. He says, the Word became flesh. So if you want to know God, if you want to know how God feels about you, then just look at Jesus. And maybe you're thinking, well, I know all that already, but do we? What is the first question we ask when something bad, when something dark happens in our lives? Well, if God loves me, then how can He be letting me go through this? Why would He put me through this? We want to come up with this logical, rational reason for how a loving God could allow something bad to happen to us. And the truth is, I can't give you that reason. I don't know why. I can't give you a logical reason why losing your job and having to max out your credit is God showing His love to you. I can't give you a logical reason for why your child was born with that particular set of difficulties and how that's evidence of God's love for you. I can't give you a logical argument how God is showing His eternal love to you when you get in a car accident or when a loved one dies too soon, or if you're struggling with a mental disorder, or if your kid just doesn't get potty training. But we still try. We want to come up with this logical reason why God is allowing this to happen. And sadly, when we go down that path, the only conclusion we can come to is a bumper sticker I saw recently that said, God is not dead. He just doesn't want to get involved. Truth is this, we do not get to know God through logical human reasoning. We only get to know God through Jesus. And that's the cool thing about how John talks about Jesus in his gospel. He calls Him the Word. The Greek word for that is logos. It's where we get our word logical from. Do you see the point? If you want to get to know God, it doesn't come through human logic. It comes through Jesus. Jesus is the logic of God. You want to know God loves you? Well, God doesn't give you a logical argument. He gives you a person. If you want to know how God feels about you, if you want to know if God loves you, then take a look in the manger and see the hand that flung the stars into the sky, gripping the finger of His mother Mary. Just look at the cross. It doesn't come through logical reason. It comes in His moaning and His sighing, in His groaning and in His dying. I can't tell you why something happened to you, but I can give you the reason it's not. It's not because God doesn't care about you. My problem is not that I can't figure out the why. It's oftentimes that I'm not looking at Jesus enough. If you want to know God, just look at Jesus. Then you'll see God's logic in the darkness.